Asham Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special sermon on Earth Shechil, and Nishmas Mar says the rest of Shmuel, Rasat Shmuel, Rasat Shmuel, Rasat Shmuel, Zev. And the Schus Chayach of Fego was Michal Dispasi, Nachgat of Shmuel, Tzvi, Bukhat Zichal Tzeha, Moshe the Besh Nari, Son Moshe Mordechai, Besh Fetra Ben Ezra, Mitzvah Ben Ezra, Rachav Tzach of Chom Asay Yedayim, we're continuing our series of Shiurim, Amam Hochatz Malachim, 3-9, Amavad Lugzeiras HaMelech, Bishvil Shinsasik, B'mitzah Fil, Mitzvah Kalareza, Potter for person, is mevatel the gzeiro of a king, because he was oisek b'mitzvahs, even if it's a light mitzvah, he is pater. Even if it's a mitzvah kala, he is pater. If he's mevatel gzeiras hamelech, if he doesn't do what the king said, because he's oisek b'mitzvah. He doesn't listen to the king and he does the mitzvah, he's pater from not listening to the king. Previous halacha talks about Marid b'malchus, he's not a Marid. Because if it's the words of the master, the words of the slave, the words of the master come first. And the Mela, Hashem's word comes before the words of the of a king. Certainly, if the king was going to be mevatel a mitzvah, you shouldn't listen to him. So we are going, as we've been going, B'tarko Shel Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, HaGaon HaMuflo V'HaMuflog. Yahrzeit was just yesterday. And from the Rambam, who writes that one is Mevatel Mitzvah HaMelech, one who doesn't do the Mitzvah HaMelech because he's Oisek B'Mitzvahs, he's Potter from the Chi of Misa of Moichet, that the Rambam is talking about Halacha Ches, it's Mashma, that you should listen to the king. Since if you don't listen to the king and you do the mitzvah, you're off the hook, you're not Chai B'Shem Marid B'Malchus. But you should listen to the king. And then Vayter, the Rambam says, Divrei Rav, Divrei Eved, Divrei Rav Shoy Koidmin. The words of the master, the words of Hashem, and the words of a servant, the king, listen to the word of God. Oh, so here is Mashma that you should have to listen to Hashem. The first part of the Halacha is Mashma. You should listen to the king, but if you don't, you're off the hook. You're pater. You should listen to the king. And Baitu is mashma, you should listen to Hashem. You're Isaac ben mitzvah, you're Isaac ben the mitzvah, you shouldn't listen to the king. So it's a stir on the Rambam, minei ube, mimenu ubo. Halfway with fila de kakasha, mamish. David finds kashas where nobody else does. Great kashas. The Rambam writes, "Afilu mitzvah kala." Even a light mitzvah, even if you're also taking a light mitzvah, you're pater if you don't listen to the king. Because the Mishnah writes that his makor is midivrei gemara b'sanhedrin, of memtes, that Amasa wasn't married b'malchus when he wasn't mazik anshe Yehuda, when we tell them to come to war based on the tzibui of David. We discussed this gemara a lot in the previous series, in a previous series, in the previous halacha, mishum dashkechinu de psichlu mesechta v'yama ksiv kol sheyamres picha v'leishmas dvarecha l'chol asher tzevenu yumas yachal afil divrei teire namalom rak chazak v'amatz. It says you have to listen to the king. So they were opening up their learning mesechta, and it says that anyone who doesn't listen to the king dies. I might even think for Divrei Torah. No, Rak is a mute. So it's Memayit, even Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah normally a Mevatel. Do another mitzvah. If nobody else can do it. But here you're not. Here you learn Torah first. So even a mitzvah Kali, even Talmud Torah, you're off the hook if you don't listen to the king, who tells you to be Mevatel, the Talmud Torah. We have a mokel from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Amasa was not married by Malchus because he didn't interrupt the Anshe Yehuda from their learning. When he didn't interrupt the Anshe Yehuda from their learning, against the Tzibur of David HaMelech. In the case of Mishnah says, the Efshel de Bishum Tuchta Maisi La Behedya. Ken Zayin, there's some place in which it's Lahedya. This din, if you're not a Moirate, if you listen to the king. If you do your mitzvah over Talmud Torah, Over listening to the king. Ve'omnam ruach Hashem diber boy. The spirit of God spoke to the Kesef Mishnah when he said maybe there's a place where it's Behedia. Because hadvorim mefuroshim b'midrash rabbe b'midrash rabbe b'bamidbor per parshi yudalid ois yud zayin huva b'biura gro b'yoyredeya b'simen reish mem si'if koton chov vov. It's explicit in the Medrash Rabba, cited by the Gro and Yeridaya, and it's also brought in the Hashmatos Nemukei Maharai at the end of the printed Rambams, brings from the Medrash Rabba and from the Gro. Medrash Rabba says, "Ani pi melech shamu, ani she yoyimar lecha pi hamelech, shtei masay alecha, shmor shelo timrod al tzivuyav." I guard the mouth of the king. I who told you that you should fear the king. Don't rebel against his commandment. I might think that even if the king tells you to be over on Divrei HaMakom, you should listen to the king. This is a pasuk in Koheles 8:2. Ani pi melech shemo ve'al divras shvuas Elohim. I guard the Anipi Melech Shemo, I guard the mouth of the king. And don't rush into an uttering an oath. And on the words of the Shvu Elokim. So what are we darshan that from that? That the Shvu Elokim, the oath of Hashem, is elevated above the tzivui of the king. Shmivatel the Rotzon HaMelech for Rotzon Hashem. The Kaim called Dibros Shabbatorah Shechnesses Vishuas Vishua Lehem Lekaim. No, the words of the Torah come first. But Mivatel Rotzon HaMelech for Rotzon Hashem, and Mimakayim, everything in the Torah that you swore to do, because it says Shmo Viv Tiro. Simply it says that a man should fear his mother and father. Yachol afilu amalei aviv shchoitli ubasheli b'shabbos yishmalai. I might think even if it tells you to be mechal Shabbos, you should listen. Tamalaim reshav seisai tishmar rekuchem chayav b'chvoidi. Afkanu oimer al dibra shvuas elokim shalamana men amara ma'amara amelech. Shmo dibra selokim, dibra shvuas elokim. Says you should fear your parents. Maybe even if they heard Mechal Shabbos, no. The word of God comes first. Don't listen to your parents. Your parents are above the king. Your parents are God is above the king. God is above your parents. That's the Medrash. The Bir Agro, he brings a makor. What the Rambam says in Mamrim 6:12, that somebody's father told him, "Be over al divrei Torah, even at the Rabbanin, you shouldn't listen," because the Medrash Rabba equates a father to a king. So just like you should listen to Hashem over the command of the king, so too you should listen to Hashem over the command of your father. Ayin Shem B'divrei HaGro V'yisboir Emirtzer Shem Ha'alan. I have to tell you, there's a lot of beautiful, beautiful Torah and this Rambam. Hopefully we'll get to a lot of it. And that's similar to what we see in the famous Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, Kol Chayim Chayim V'Chvoidi. Everybody's Chayim in Kavod Hashem. Chaygavna Odev Tzivui HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Tzivui Oviv. In the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, takes preference Over the command of your father. Everyone's obligated to honor God, even your father. And that's what we see in the Gemara in Kiddushin. B, that your father precedes your mother, because both you and your mother are obligated to honor your father. So too, in relationship to the tzivui of the king against the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king also says, listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God comes first. The Migdal Ois here writes the Mokol Divrei Rambam in the first parak of Kedushin, the first parak of Yomis. He doesn't mention anything there about a melech. Those Gemaras are talking about parents, but what he means is that the inyan that you and your father are both obligated to serve Hashem comes first. Hashem comes first. So we find the same thing by the melech, like we see in the Medrash Rabbah. So we have to understand, Hateinach Labor al mitzvah, even if it's a derabanan. The over on a mitzvah, even if it's a derabanan, you have to listen to Hashem, not to the king. But if you're misasik b'mitzvah that the Rambam says, and his makor is that amasa, you don't want to be mabatel them from their Torah. So if they're misasik b'mitzvah, you don't go listen to the king. Mechitesi. Like Rabbi Kibbutz of Aim, you see in Yeridaya, in Simon Reishmem, if you're Gimel, that Talmud Torah is oduf, odif mi Kibbutz of Aim. The Gemara in Megillah, 16b. So if Talmud Torah is oduf mi Kibbutz of Aim, Talmud Torah is oduf mi Mitzvah Samelech. So if you're Isaac with Talmud Torah, you shouldn't listen to the king. So if you're, we see by Kibbutz Aim, that Talmud Torah, excuse me, is other from Kibbutz Aim, in the Gemara and Megillah. So Lechayre, like I said, you shouldn't listen to the king, because it's like you shouldn't listen to your parents. You should keep learning. However, the big however, Pischichuvah there already brings from Shulchan Aruch and Yeridei Reish Mem Vav Sif Yeches that a mitzvah that can be done by others is Derech Talmud Torah. Because Talmud Torah is Almanas Lasas and doesn't have a Ptur of Osik Mitzvah Patur Men HaMitzvah. The famous Meiri about this Shabbos Tes Amid Beis or Samech in the first parak of Brachos Talmud Torah. So what are we talking about when we say that Talmud Torah is first? Well, you're not going to be able to return to your studies. After you do this Kibbutz Aim, you're not going to be able to return to your studies. Then Talmud Torah isn't pushed away. Otherwise, Talmud Torah is pushed away. Otherwise, Kibbutz Aim takes preference. Kibbutz Aim overrides Talmud Torah. Makne Kedushin 31b, Dibur Maskil V'Stayeya, Pus in the Gemara. That if your father says to be mechabed him, you have to mevatel Torah to be mechabed your father. Because a mitzvah is deicha Talmud Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch only writes, it's out of emes. Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Aim. And the nafka mina is, like Yankov, went to learn Torah, he wasn't mechabed his Kibbutz Aim. And he was, that was cool. Because Kibbutz Aim is not as great as Talmud Torah. But if there's a specific tzivui from the father, you have to listen to the father. You can't say, I'm learning. Listen to your father. Listen to your mother. It's like you can't pat yourself from other mitzvahs. Nobody else can do this mitzvah. Your father wants you to do this mitzvah. He commands you. The mele, you have to go to be mechabit your father. So mele, Kibbutz Aim, and mele, Kibbutz HaMelech, override Talmud Torah. So mechitesi, listen to the king. Mechitesi, learn Torah and don't listen to the king. No. You should have to listen to the king and not learn Torah. And Amasa was not correct. There's a specific command, you have to listen to the king. Chora. Vayen biura gro, yoredeh v'simen reish mem. Amasa kaza b'shuchano arksham b'talmud sherotza lelechetz l'makom achir, shibotir shireh siman b'rechah b'lim b'talmudo, v'aviv mi'chabo, אני לא צריך לשמוע על אביו בזה. That if you have a Talmud, he says, I learn better in a certain yeshiva. He says, I'm going to learn better in yeshiva. I'll learn better in Brisk than I will in Mir. And the father says, no, it's Mircha. I learn better in the Mir. Why don't you go to the Mir? I went to the mirror. You don't have to listen to your father. And the Gemara writes, the Amrinim Sefer HaKam de Megillah, Godot HaMa Torah, etc. Afilu mishum kol mitzvah she evshul lasis idei acher hamitcha kibud av ein. He quotes the Gemara how great Talmud Torah it is. It's even greater than kibud av ein. In the Mela, you go learn a brisk. You don't have to listen. And then the Gemara writes, and even for any mitzvah that can't be done by others, kibud av ein is pushed away. There it says in Shulchan Aruch that if your father says, give me water, and you have a mitzvah to do, the mitzvah will be done by others, Yasek b'kavod aviv. But if there's nobody else to do the mitzvah, Yasek b'mitzvah, v'yaniach kavod aviv. So if you're going to miss out on the mitzvah completely, and obviously nobody else can do it, then do the mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, not only Talmud Torah goes over kibud avim, but even every other mitzvah. It's a chiddush, even other mitzvahs. And this seems to not make sense. What does it mean, afilu, even other mitzvahs? It's mashma, Talmud Torah is greater, and other mitzvahs not so. No. Talmud Torah is less. Kol shekein other mitzvahs. Because Talmud Torah is nitcha mibnei mitzvah veris. Talmud Torah is pushed away from mitzvah veris. So what the Gemara should have said is that since right now there's no kibud av ein involved, the Talmud Torah comes first. Father says to learn in one place, you want to learn in a different place. So he's not telling you to do something specific for him, so you go learn where you want to learn. So right now there's no kibud av ein, so your Talmud Torah comes first. What is he saying? What does he mean when he says, even any mitzvah that can't be done by others pushes off kibud av ein? Talmud Torah is less than other mitzvahs in this context. Because when it comes to Talmud Torah, we are mevatel Talmud Torah. For a mitzvah veris. The Talmud Torah is less than other mitzvahs. So what does the Gemara mean when he says, even Talmud Torah? Hey, even other mitzvahs. Not only Talmud Torah. Is kibud av ein pushed off? For, but even other mitzvahs. Like that other mitzvahs are a bigger chiddush. Other mitzvahs aren't a bigger chiddush that they're definitely kibud av ein. Because Talmud Torah is less in this context, in the context of being against another mitzvah. Because anytime you have a mitzvah of eretz, you push off Talmud Torah. So mitzvahs are greater than Talmud Torah. So according to this, since Melech is Dami Bazel Kibud Av Ein, my time in Nitchat Sivui HaMelech B'Pnei Talmud Torah. So we saw in the Medrash that the Medrash compares Kibud Melech and Kibud Av Ein. So why are we Dochad at Sivui HaMelech for Kibud Av Ein? Why are we Dochad at Sivui HaMelech for Talmud Torah? And we see in the story of Amasa that he didn't listen to the king because they were learning Torah. No, you should listen to the king. when your father tells you to be mechabedim, you should listen to your father over kibbut avim, like we saw before in the Makne. And when the king tells you, likewise, when the king tells you to do something, you should be mevatel Torah for what the king says. So what was that Moses had there? So the Meiri in Sanhedrin there writes that Mitzvah HaMelech Neged Talmud Torah DeRabim. Talmud Torah DeRabim is not included in Talmud Torah that's Netches Mepnei HaMitzvahs. Svein Achinami. Normally, the king does come first, but now when it comes to Talmud Torah DeRabim, Talmud Torah DeRabim is not pushed off for other mitzvahs. Talmud Torah DeRabim is not pushed off for other mitzvahs, and that's l'shita sami'iri lahed yibim moikon dav tesam adveiz. The Talmud Torah nitches mipnei kibud ovein. That Talmud Torah beats kibud ovein. If it's Talmud Torah DeRabim. The Rambam was so same, and he writes in Sasek B'mitzvahs, mashma every type of Talmud Torah. Otherwise, he should have said, no, it's a special din in Talmud Torah DeRabim. So when it comes, the Meiri holds that when it comes to Talmud Torah DeRabim versus other mitzvahs, Talmud Torah DeRabim helps. When it's Talmud Torah D'Yachid, Talmud Torah Nitcheitz Mimnei Kibbut Avim. And Kibbut Avim wins. I think I misexplained that a moment ago. Talmud Torah against Kibbut Avim, Kibbut Avim wins. And therefore Talmud Torah versus listening to the king. King wins. So listen to the king. The Rambam was so same. He writes that if you're Oisek B'mitzvah, and we have the makor of being Talmud Torah, it's mashma any type of Talmud Torah. Otherwise, you should have said it's a special din in Talmud Torah DeRabim. And then we have Akasha. Talmud Torah isn't Teicha Mitzvahs. We stop our Talmud Torah in order to do the mitzvah. We stop Talmud Torah in order to do Kibbut Avim. We stop Talmud Torah in order to do Kibbut HaMelech. So why does the Rambam say that no? The Talmud Torah beats Tzibui HaMelech. Talmud Torah doesn't beat Kibbut Avim, and Talmud Torah shouldn't beat Tzibui HaMelech. That's why you stop your learning to do other mitzvahs, because the whole learning is to do mitzvahs. So mehechi teisi that you're not going to listen to the king. It's also a mitzvah. Okay, so like I said, we have a lot to talk about, so please stay tuned. And next year we will present the beginning of the Mahalach. Thank you so much for listening. We shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.